The national tour of Lerner and Lowe's Camelot reimagines the classic tale of King Arthur. The tour will present Camelot for one night at the Zollner Arts Center Friday, May 1st. For WDIY, I'm Neil Heaver. The revamped version of Camelot features new music arrangements and a return to the original roots of the story. I spoke with actor Cassidy Devlin about the touring presentation and his view of the updated version. Tell me about the role you'll be playing in this version of Camelot.
I'm the bad guy. Originally, the role of Mordred was sort of a foppish comedic villain, very ineffective. When we started working with director and producer Michael McFadden, we decided that we wanted to not only bring the entire story into the 21st century, but doing the same sort of treatment to Mordred as well. So the character that you're going to see on stage is a bit more Hannibal Lecter or Richard III, sort of like a classic Shakespearean villain than you would usually see.
Well, in this interpretation, then, what you're doing is digging back deeper into the history of the character, who is really quite treacherous.
Yes. We really sort of went back to the book that the musical was inspired on. There's a lot of texts on the King Arthur legend, but this particular musical was based off the Once and Future King. We went back and we read that, and we really got sort of a more three-dimensional villain, someone that has a lot more charm, I think, than the original interpretation of Mordred. He's a lot more dynamic.
Your training included quite a diversity of styles, one of them being commedia dell'arte. I'm curious to know if you're able to apply some of the technique from that, which would include things like slapstick style or Lazzi.
Yeah, I trained in commedia dell'arte in Italy, and I also trained in California. And, you know, commedia is a very sort of broad type of theater. It's very comedic slapstick. It's something that I've trained so much in, but I probably couldn't wash it away if I tried. And Mordred very much has that. There's a real specificity with commedia, and it's very chaotic. And I think the specificity in that chaos is really what makes Mordred dynamic or surprising.
It must be interesting to tackle a piece of classic American theater.
The problem with doing shows like Camelot that were written sort of at the golden age of Broadway, they were written for the audience of the time. When you revive them, it sort of seems more like an act in nostalgia. When I talked to director Michael McFadden, when we were sort of imagining this before we even started rehearsals, we talked about, can we do a show that was maybe less fairy tale and more medieval, more Game of Thrones or something like that?
You did have the cooperation of the Lerner and Lowe estates, so this wasn't something that was done without their knowledge.
No, we really worked hand in hand with the estate. A lot of people, I think, might expect that we've completely changed it. It's still the classic Camelot that you know and love. It's still the same book. It's still the same beautiful music, and it's just as lush, but the orchestrations, we've sort of focused on using only period instruments, like the lute, certain types of fifes that were appropriate, and a lot of heavy percussion. It's just as lush, but it's much more driven, and we sort of restructured the show a little bit. The original running time on Broadway was actually 4 hours and 15 minutes. Contemporary audiences, I don't think, really want to sit for almost 4.5 hours with intermission. Really just sort of distilled the story, refocused it on who are the characters, what is the story that we're trying to tell, and I think we've been very efficient at that.
What aspect of a show like this that you have on tour is really most appealing to you?
I'll tell you what's really great is that the director, Michael McFadden, he's allowed me to really be different every night. I'll honestly say there's never a night where I deliver a performance that was the same as the night before. He allows me to improvise. He allows me to break the fourth wall, to interact with the audience, to have that much liberty. And I think that's really what's been the most dynamic thing for me.
Camelot will be presented at the Zollner Arts Center 8 p.m. Friday, May 1st. For information, zollnerartcenter.org. Funding for this feature provided by Zollner Arts Center. For WDIY, I'm Neil Heaver.